is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever to representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 15th. We're in hour two of the broadcast. We're going to be taking your phone calls here shortly, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to get in line and call in. If you want a pen and paper for this address for Joshua Bonehill, I'm fixing to give it here shortly. This is a DailyStormer.com story. Joshua Bonehill, thought criminal on behalf of all white patriots behind the wire, thanks to Daily Stormer for keeping their morale high. White prisoners in British jails are currently being targeted by non-white gangs who beat them up because they're white, and by the Muslim gangs because they won't convert to Islam. And if you think that is bad, then realize that the prison authorities are encouraged by the powers that be to turn a blind eye to any such attack, unless, of course, the whites fight back and the attacker ends up getting injured. And then, in that case, the whites are prosecuted for defending themselves. Now, Joshua Bonehill is in prison right now and will be until 2021 for memes that he posted on the internet. It is it's an incredible story, and this gentleman is probably really going through a troubling time. And we did. I encouraged everyone to mail him Christmas letters. We'll give out that address again right now. Joshua Bonehill, A5933DM. Then the next line is HMP Guys Marsh, Shaftesbury, which is S-H-A-F-T-E-S-B-U-R-Y, Dorset, D-O-R-S-E-T, and then you have to put this number, S-P-7-O-A-H. England. So if you'd like to send Joshua Bonehill a letter or a card, feel free to do so. And if you didn't get that, I'll give that out again at the end of the broadcast. I'm going to go ahead and play this clip of Tucker Carlson, and then we'll take calls. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. So we'll go ahead and roll that clip now.
Well, good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. An outrage bomb went off in official Washington last night, and by dawn today, there was still a thick cloud of sanctimony and self-righteousness hanging over the city, choking out all normal life. The cause? Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Russian lawyer last summer. Nobody here had ever seen anything like that before, or so they said. There was stiff competition, but Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut may have won the day's Pious Indignation Award when he suggested that not only is Donald Trump Jr. a bad person, obviously, he may in fact be a Russian spy.
These emails are a textbook example and evidence of criminal intent, and that is potentially a violation of the Espionage Act. Yes, treason.
Yes, the Espionage Act, the very one that sent Julius and Ethel Rosenberg to the electric chair. They stole the plans to the atomic bomb. Don Trump talked to an attorney about adoption law, both massive threats to the physical and moral security of this country. CNN thought so. Its three-hour morning show spent a total of 2 hours and 16 minutes discussing Russia today. That left just under 8 minutes for the new health care bill being debated in Congress and 2 minutes for sports. Pretty much nothing on anything else. 93% of airtime devoted to Russia. Keep in mind, that show is shot in New York, not in St. Petersburg. Mark Stein is an author and a columnist, and also, by the way, a Canadian, so he knows what a moral frenzy looks like. He joins us tonight. Mark, I've never seen liberals so mad. You would have thought someone lit a cigarette in a restaurant or forgot to recycle. I mean, that level of rage.
You have to take this seriously, Tucker. That Trump punk kid is heading for the electric chair. If it's good enough for the Rosenbergs, it's good enough for this kid.
Needless to say, I agree, as a responsible newsman.
That's right. Look, what's interesting here is actually the right has met the left halfway on this. I have an awful lot of respect for Charles Krauthammer.
Yes.
But when he says that Donald Trump Jr.'s words, "I love it," in the email is evidence of collusion, the guy he's colluding with is a washed-up pop music publicist. He was the publicist for John Denver in the 1980s. Not the American publicist, not the British publicist. He was the Australian publicist for John Denver in the 1980s, since when he's progressed to becoming the publicist for an untalented Azerbaijani pop star who happens to be the son of a very minor Z-list oligarch. Now, I'm sure you, like I, follow the Azerbaijani hit parade closely as CNN does. It's 17 with a bullet on CNN's morning show. I'm sure you follow the Azerbaijani hit parade super closely, but if you were going to collude, I'm not sure even under the Espionage Act, it's possible to bring a prosecution for someone colluding with the publicist for an Azerbaijani pop singer. I've read the statute. I can't find that in there.
But, I mean, what you've described is a crime against good taste, colluding with the Australian publicist for the late John Denver.
Right.
But I wonder how...
Sunshine on my shoulder makes CNN's morning show very happy.
Indeed it does. Mm. But I wonder how much of the outrage is real, and is there anything at the bottom of this? Do the Trump people have anything to worry about?
I don't think so. I think the danger here, well, it's really a clash between two cultures, Tucker, because one of the disfiguring aspects of American political life is that it's very reactive. It's very rear-view mirror.
Yes.
So everybody's extremely happy. Then nobody can prevent 9/11, but we're happy to investigate it for years afterwards, have a blue ribbon commission, issue a 400-page report, years and years and years of investigation. Now they want to do the same thing with a meeting the president's son, a perfectly legal meeting held with the president's son, held with a Russian lawyer. Now, that's reactive and legalistic and pointless. Putin, on the other hand, is a great improviser. So even if this lawyer had no links to the Kremlin 2 weeks ago, she most certainly has links to the Kremlin now, because she's in line for the Order of Lenin or whatever they have these days, simply for sowing this amount of confusion and chaos in American life, which
that's the point right there. That's such a smart point that nobody is making, which is, if you think Putin's goal is to destabilize American politics,
right,
aren't we offering it up to him, that opportunity, the greatest opportunity ever offered to him?
Yes, it's win-win either way. And we know, by the way, that this is what's happening here is just the routine interaction that goes on everywhere across the planet in the last 20 years since the collapse of the Soviet Union. People who were Soviet commissars 25 years ago have mysteriously become multi-billionaires. And you run into them all over the planet. In London, they own football clubs and newspapers, the respectable ones. The unrespectable ones have lawyers whose helicopters mysteriously crash a quarter of a mile before landing at the oligarch's English castle that he bought. And the oligarchs complain all the time that they have no idea whether the people who purport to be influential in the West. I had an oligarch said to me, I mean, this is, that's a great conversational gambit, by the way, if you want to go into a singles bar, Tucker, and say, this Russian oligarch said to me the other day, because it shows the chick you're a person of influence and collusion right there. But
works
this oligarch said to me a couple of years ago, the first thing that happens when you land in a Western city is people are always claiming they can perform services for you. They tell you, I'm the third son of a Viscount, or I'm Elton John's accountant. And you have no way of knowing which of all these people who claim to be able to perform services for you actually can do. We have here a situation where an Azerbaijani pop publicist is claiming to be the cutout between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. Now, I'm all for deep cover, but if it is the case that Vladimir Putin knows enough to hire the publicist of an absolutely untalented Azerbaijani pop singer, and I have no disrespect, by the way, I don't want a hate crimes prosecution, the Azerbaijani entry won the Eurovision Song Contest in the year 2011. So I'm all, I support Azerbaijani pop music. I'm all for it, but I don't want Azerbaijani pop publicists diversifying into cutouts between Putin and Trump because they're unlikely to be very good at it.
The cast of characters is unbelievable. It's like closing time in the sleaziest bar in Stade.
That's right. It is. It's the
closing
closest.
Is somebody else.
It's the sleaziest bar in Baku, which I think is the... If I'm right, that's the capital of Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan, I never quite buy because it ought to be, it's Muslim, so it ought to be a stan. But all the stan names are taken, so it had to become a jan. But if you're in Baku and you want to become a pop singer, a sleazy bar in Baku is a good place to find a couple of Baku singers, Tucker. There we are.
The
mission accomplished. You don't get this coverage on the CNN Morning Show.
No, you don't, and that's why we're with.
All right, there was Tucker Carlson. I thought that was interesting. How about the Australian publicist for the former John Denver? You couldn't make this stuff up, and they're running with this like, you know, the Jews in the Senate, like Schumer and Blumenthal, are all saying, you know, it may be treason like the Rosenberg. Unfreaking believable. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. We're going to go to the phones. Frank, thanks for holding. How you doing today?
Hey. Yeah, hey, good morning, Parent. I find it hard to believe that Ann Coulter, I mean, she's been around a long time. I mean, she's street smart, she's Jew wise, she's dated a bunch of Jews in her life. She knows that the Jews run everything. She knows that the Jews run all the mainstream media. I would actually say they run most of the alternative media as well. Or they have a lot of influence and intimidation and fear because people are scared of losing their sponsors. So there's a lot of self-censorship that goes on. Anybody who's in telling the truth for money, anyone behind a microphone who's getting paid, who earns their living off of it, is not going to tell the truth, period. They're just not. They're not going to tell the whole truth. They might give you some truth, and then they'll back off, and blah, blah, blah. So they want to have their cake and eat it, too. Only people I really trust are, you know, mostly just people that do it as, you know, amateurs. They're not doing it as a profession. I would say maybe one exception to that would be maybe someone like a Dr. David Duke. I don't know exactly, you know, how he survives. This may kind of be a business, but I take my hat off to him because he's ruthless and relentless when it comes to pursuing the truth. And, you know, some people criticize him as a one-hit wonder or something. I think I recently heard an RBN host who actually is friends with David Duke, you know, kind of refer to people like that as one-hit wonders, blah, blah, blah. But, it's ridiculous. I mean, the Jews control all the media, and the truth is anti-Semitic. Any white person that stands up for their rights, and I don't mean in a hateful way, I don't mean someone that is, you know, hates black people or, you know, minorities or whatever, but any white person that stands up immediately is going to be called a hater. You know, they're ignorant, they're a hater, and eventually, if you really go all the way and tell the whole truth, is anti-Semitic, quote unquote anti-Semitic, using their term. I mean, we know it's more complicated than that, but the truth is hate to those who hate the truth, and hate speech is anything the Jews hate to hear, and that's the way it is. And I would even say this: this is just kind of my personal opinion. I know a lot of people, even in the white, nationalist movement, who they don't listen to Dr. Duke. You know, they may be friends with him, or they may know him, or they may have even read all his books. But if you're not listening to Dr. Duke at least weekly, once a week or so, once every couple of weeks, you're losing your edge. Because nothing keeps you sharp on where the real focus should be than listening to Dr. Duke. I mean, he just puts it out there. There's only maybe one or two little issues that I disagree with him on. One being 9/11. I think 9/11 is the Achilles heel of breaking organized Jewry. Some people say, well, you know, 9/11 happened. I had this one doctor, another host on RBN, who's a not big 9/11 trooper. And he says, 9/11's a long time ago. People don't really care about it anymore, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I guess people shouldn't care about the attack on the USS Liberty or a lot of other things either. I mean, 9/11 is it. And I know you probably got a lot of other callers. Just one last comment on the this thing with this Malcolm Howard, supposed CIA agent or whatever, who was involved with the World Trade Center 7 demolition, as he calls it, and he says, well, you know, he thought he was a patriot. That's the one thing that made me think that maybe it's legitimate, because, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. That's my experience. And it just sounds like one of these stories that's going to end up being false, you know, like an onion story or something to discredit us and make us look like we're kooks. But that part where he said, well, you know, I thought I was, you know, a patriot, that actually does kind of have a ring of truth about it. That is how one of those guys would think, I guess. So, I don't know, but that's what we need. We need a deathbed confession. But it's got to be recorded. It needs to be video recorded, whatever. Also, there's this guy on the Sandy Hook issue. His name is Jerry. He was on with Dr. Jim Fetzer the other night, I think Thursday, maybe Tuesday night, on Rents Network. And he's saying that sometime before the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre happened in Newtown, Connecticut, that he used to park, because he was on the road. I forget what his job was, a wheelman or something. I don't know what that was, but he would pull over into the parking lot of that elementary school where the massacre supposedly happened and eat his lunch, you know, while he was out on the road. And he said that school had not been in operation, at that time. He said it was obvious the school was not in operation. So if we could corroborate his story, what he's claiming, you know, that he did work in that capacity in that area at the time, and maybe some other things. I'd like to know, who has he told about it? Who did he tell about it? And why is he just now coming forward? But that's what we need. We need whistleblowers. We need people that will come out that are credible and that can, their information can be corroborated to a large degree, so we can wake people up. And by the way, I'm real interested. I want to hear more about these people that you said are just now becoming interested in 9/11. Because, I mean, you know what? It kind of pisses me off, but at the same time, better late than never, man. I mean, I don't know anybody that knows anything about 9/11. Everybody believes the official story of 9/11. You know? I mean, it creates a feeling of isolation and loss as well. But anyway, that's all I got. I'll let you go.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for the phone call, Frank. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Lark, just hang on. We're coming up on the break. I'll take you on the other side of the break because it's just moments away. Yeah, you know, what's interesting about some of the people that I talked to recently that now is interested in 9/11, I had actually forgot that they told me I gave them some DVDs like in 04, and they never watched them, of course. And they thought I was nuts, and then through the church that they go to, someone there gave them some information, and of course that carried a lot more weight than old insane Farron. And so then one married couple has gotten into looking into it that way, and actually went back and said they found where they had put the DVD, which was Loose Change Final Cut, I believe they said. I forget the other one. But anyway, we got Lark coming up after the break, and 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, stay with me. Back in a moment.
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of this hour, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to join in. We're going to Lark in Texas. Lark, how are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, Theron. Can you hear me all right?
What's on your mind today? Yes, sir. Doing good. Doing good.
Okay. Well, I want to say that many of us are familiar with the quotation attributed to many, but also to Eric Blair, also known as George Orwell. He said that the greatest lie of all is the lie of omission. And so generally when I think of people who are speaking the truth, I always look to what they're not saying. And particularly when we attach ourselves to a radio personality or a caller or to a writer, and we hold them up as a truth seeker, a truth teller, and then we look to them as almost like a hero. Again, we have to ask, what are they leading out of the narrative? And so none of us can deny that we're all compartmentalized. And we're compartmentalized by our access or lack of access to information when it comes to like a big picture. And who amongst us can deny that control of money and control of the law confers power upon individuals that may not have our best interests at heart. And when we speak of law, we have to extend it to things like rules, regulations, codes, statutes, and so forth and so on, which guide our behaviors in this world. Most of us are motivated to go out and earn a buck every day, or at least we have a concern about how much money we have available to us to be able to control our actions. But here's what I wanted to say to Frank, who I really like and is one of my favorite callers. And this concerns the so-called alt-right movement and David Duke. Now, David Duke seems to be one of the favorite go-to boys for the mainstream media every time they need a boogeyman to trot out. And that right there tells me that there's something wrong with this picture. He, in the past, has championed people from the so-called alt-right. Now, the guy that was supposedly the one who coined that term of art, which just missed out as being Oxford English Dictionary's Word of the Year, in favor of post-truth. Post-truth. But alt-right, coined by Richard Spencer, who's from Dallas, where I live, his Jewish mentor is a guy named Paul Gottlieb. And then there are, and of course he says that he's a communitarian. Then we have people like Matt Heimbach. We have the traditionalist Worker Party. We have several examples of people who style themselves as alt-right, who in fact claim to be communitarians, and we don't ask why. This is very troubling. And so I try to sound a warning to people out there that communitarianism is simply not communism. It's much more than communism. And if anybody will simply type in any search engine, what is communitarian law? What is communitarianism? What is reflexive law? What is the Hegelian dialectic? They're going to learn how it is that people are ensnared in by the system to actually work as if they are Sionim or Hasbara for the so-called New World Order. It's very simple. But so long as we're not talking about these questions, I believe, honestly, that we're missing the boat entirely. We're missing the boat entirely. And this extends across the...
We've got music. We'll let you finish your thought on the other side of the break. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Be back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
We're back on the Alternative Media Parent in the studio. Taking phone calls, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. And, Lark, I'm certainly going to give you time to continue with your thought. But I just wanted to ask you one question because I know you're telling the truth. You actually discussed that one time before, and I wasn't aware of some of Richard Spencer's history. But I would just like to interject this, you know, with regards to some of the leaders in this movement. For me personally, you know, I've got a lot of respect for Dr. Duke, but I'm like Frank, there's a couple of little issues I disagree. We're probably all like that. I mean, everybody listening probably's got something they disagree with me about. But I guess my question to you would be, with that argument, you know, should we really expect a leader to come forward that everyone can possibly not have some form of disagreement? Or, you know, we should always be, just like you are, suspect of what they're leaving out. That's the omissions. That's a great point. But I don't know that we will ever have someone that fits the perfect mold. There's always going to be disagreement or maybe suspicion. I mean, I like Richard Spencer, but I love to listen to Dr. David Duke because I think he dispels he just drops some truth bombs and a lot of information that I personally was not aware of, and I've been educated, but I don't worship Dr. David Duke. So with that said, I mean, is that a fair question? And I'll let you finish your thought. We are getting some phone calls stacked up, so I'm going to try to get everybody on, but go ahead, sir.
Well, I think that is a fair question, but I want to suggest that anybody that actually cares to know the answer to these questions to search it for themselves. And the other thing, too, is take note of all the other so-called heroes. Jared Taylor, Sam Dixon, Nick Griffin, UKIP, you know, Nigel Farage, Marine Le Pen. Type their names in a search engine and put the word communitarian next to it. When I first got I was interviewed once by Clint Richardson as soon as he came to the network. He lives in Utah. I said, Clint, type in Senator Mike Lee and the word communitarian. We can add names like Reince Priebus, the current vice president, Mike Pence. Type their name in a search engine, put the word communitarian, and ask yourselves, why isn't anybody talking about this word? You know, I'm telling you, I've been at this for about 7 years now, almost exclusively on RBN. And so long as we're not talking about and even saying this word out loud, like we even are even looking into it or not, we're losing. We can't possibly win as long as they can take the actual law of the land and implement it right in our faces. And no one's even saying the word. In Europe, they call it community law. It's real simple. The answer to these questions are clear and loud and strong. But unless we say the word as if we are onto them at all, we're going to lose the meme war. We're going to lose the meme war because we're going to be taught up in things like communitarian conservatism. Conservatism. Do a search, communitarian conservatism. You know, do a search, racial communitarianism. Divide and conquer. This is how they keep us at each other's throats, Theron. And I'll get off. But, you know, I love your broadcast. I love your passion. I think you're a good guy. And I support everything you do. But I'm trying to get away from this technology 100%. Because I know who owns and controls it. And I'm not going to have a whole lot of time left to be able to lend my voice to this cause and have any kind of effect. There's a lot of people that have done heavy lifting, and I don't claim to be a know-it-all. But I've been looking into this since 2004, and I wouldn't keep talking about it if I didn't think it was important.
I understand. Well, hey, thank you so much for your phone call. As always, you give us a lot to think about, so I certainly do appreciate that. And feel free to call in anytime, Mark. I always enjoy your commentary. We'll go to Murr in Wisconsin, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to join the conversation.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. First time calling to your show. I have two things. That was Gottfried, not Gottlieb, that Larg is talking about. And in both your chat rooms, I have that information about Paul Gottfried. And very interesting. It's basically he's one of the people we'd be against, you know, collectively. And then also Frank, and I love his calls too. I posted the video Victoris Libertas did with this Jerry. Let me see if I can read his name because it's a little different. Hold on one second. It is Jerry Lafreniere. But anyway, the video is Man Who Exposes False Flag Gets Death Threat and Home Stolen by Feds. Not only did he eat his sandwich in the empty parking lot at Sandy Hook, but then he moved to Michigan where another false flag took place. And he was on top of it, and they ended up, the detective, you know, they both left. And he saw him, and he said, you leave now, and you take nothing with you. I think he got his dog, and that was it. Right? And they stole his house. He owned his house because he kept pushing about this false flag there. He couldn't believe that this this one in Sandy Hook, and then he goes there, and here's another one. I forget. You have to watch it. It's a little over an hour, but this one in Michigan, it's really amazing. The detective said, "You don't come back, or I shoot you." And the guy's a double amputee. And they kicked him out of his house. Yeah, this is where we're at. You know, we're Gottfried land. Yeah, Gottfried's father, you know, he's bitching about the Nazis, and he was a furrier in Hungary. He probably knows Soros. And Soros' name is Schwartz. We need to pop that lucky palindrome bubble. Okay? Don't call him Soros. That's why he uses it. It's a lucky palindrome. I don't spell it like that anyway. I spell it Soros. S-O-R-E. Anyway, actually, he ought to have some. But I wouldn't be surprised if this guy, being from Hungary, isn't hooked up with Schwartz, Soros. You know, I mean, this is how they roll. You know, I mean, they own the money. Until we can get where we don't care about stuff, where we can gift each other without expectation, because they won't know what to do with that.
Well, it's amazing. Back to the story of just the Hungarian government putting up billboards, and just because it's got George Soros' picture, and they're actually trying to do something about stopping the destruction of their country, it's anti-Semitic. I mean, they have woven successfully this web of anything you do, they can paint you as anti-Semitic. And, of course, by owning the media and owning the monetary system, they've got a stranglehold, literally, you know.
Let me get one more. I hate to interrupt you, but let me get one more thing in so I can get off so whoever else is on here can get on. But I think one reason that Congress is not taking their recess or not right away, you know, they claim it's for the Health Death Care Act. Death care, that's what it is. But there's a House Resolution 257 that's against anti-Semitism and everything else, free speech. I think they're trying to get that through. You know, and if they don't
well, that's
go,
interesting.
Yeah, we'll and there's different, up, ways, there's different ways. There's different ways that you know, the president could veto it, including a pocket veto if they were to leave, you know, within 10 days. So I would be all in favor of a false flag if Trump pulled one on them, made them leave and not be able to vote on it. Because if they can't vote on it, then they got to start all over again.
Huh,
or if they send it to him and he vetoes it, they can get it through anyway. What's that?
You know, last year the Senate unanimously, right around Christmas, passed a anti-Semitism act, but it didn't go through the House. They've been running it through the back door, through the state. And with a lot of success. So, all right, let me give you the last word, and I'll move forward. I don't want to leave everyone hanging, but the show will end soon. Anything else you'd like to add real quick?
That's it, sir. Thank you. Thank you for all you do, Farron.
Hey, thanks for calling. Enjoyed your call. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. We're going to go back to the phones. We've got Frank is back. Frank, how you doing?
Hey, Farron, I just wanted to respond to something Lark said, and I know I'm on the clock here. I won't be long. But, people kind of underestimate me. They think because I'm from the South or something that I'm not very smart and I'm missing out on a lot of things. But I see a lot better than people think. I'm aware and agree with Lark on a lot of the issues. I'm not able to really look into, I'm missing the word right now, but really bet, I guess, a lot of these people that arrive on the scene, because I'm not on the internet right now in recent years. But, I'm always a little suspicious of these guys. And you know, I hear things here and there about people like Richard Spencer and Matt Heinbach. And I'll be honest with you, I don't trust any of these guys. And also, I don't compromise. I do not compromise my beliefs. And when it comes to, like, you know, white guys or supposed white guys, I think a lot of them are actually probably Jewish infiltrators. But I don't compromise. I mean, you know, if they don't want to talk about the Jewish issue, fine. But I'm not going to have anything to do with them. I'm not going to where they are. I'm not going to march with them. I'm sure as hell not going to go to jail for them. or put myself out there for guys who won't come clean on the issue. And I disagree with Lark on the communitarianism thing. I mean, if RBN listeners won't really gravitate towards it, how the hell are you going to get Joe Blow six-pack out there to gravitate towards communitarianism? I say you gravitate towards Jews. And one last thing, the reason I think, and I could be wrong, but the reason I see them going after Duke all the time is because he's convenient. He is convenient because of his association with the KKK when he was a very young man, like 35, 40 years ago. And they love to be able to discredit the truth by immediately introducing him as former KKK leader, Dr. David Duke. And also, I think it was possibly what happened with Alex Jones when he got him on there, he didn't really know what David Duke talks about. You know, they think they know who David Duke is, but they don't. And one last thing, too. Somebody had put out a video of my call to Alex Jones the other day, but that was not the call. That was only an excerpt from the call. Some of the best stuff they left out. I don't know why they would even bother to put it up on a website if they weren't going to include some of the initial things that I laid out and challenged Alex Jones on. Anyway, I'll get out of the way, man. You got a lot of other callers. Great show. Thanks.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. And I think that's probably one of the reasons David Duke is attacked. They want to, but he is arguably he's the best known figure. I think to me, it's not arguable. He's the best known figure. Doing this for decades, wrote the books. He's a doctor of history. I mean, he's got his facts together. But I think Frank just made a great point. I think they don't know. Like, Alex Jones probably was somewhat blindsided because, I mean, he handled Alex Jones, I mean, without any problem whatsoever. Okay, back to the phones. Michael in New York. Michael, how you doing, sir?
Good morning, Farron. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I think the essential course of action that we have to take is to not play their game, not to allow them to control the narrative. Again, with David Duke, yeah, they'll keep shoving that in everybody's face. Well, he's former KKK, so he's a racist. Forget it. Don't pay any attention to him. And then poor David Duke, you know, he's just going to be burdened by that his whole life while he tries to wake up people to the truth, the reality of our problems in this world. So instead of playing their game, allowing them to control their narrative, well, you're anti-Semitic, our poor Jews, we're persecuted everywhere we go, and here's another anti-Semitic. No, we don't play their game. So, for example, and they say, well, geez, Mike, you're homophobic. I say, no, you're heterophobic. I'm normal. You're heterophobic. Geez, Mike, you're Islamophobic. No, you're Christianphobic. I'm a Christian. This is a Christian country. You don't like it? Get the hell out. See, and so when we turn the tables on these dirtbags, then they got to scramble. They have to then reorganize and figure out how are we going to attack them on that approach. That's a new line of offense against us, and we're not used to that one. You see, because that's the strategy we have to have. And again, look, you're anti-Christ. You know, I'm pro-Christ. I'm a Christian. That's anti-Christ activity. Whoever you are, black, white, green, Jew, Muslim, anti-Christ forces are anti-Christ forces, period. We do not tolerate that here. We are Christian. We believe in virtuous living. We don't believe in homosexuality. We don't believe in pedophilia. We don't accept any of this crap. And also, we don't accept lard asses. We're Americans. If you didn't earn it, you don't own it, period. See, so if we have to regroup our strategy along these lines, and we'll roll over those dirtbags gradually like they've rolled over us gradually.
I like it, Michael. I like it because they have so successfully, I mean, your point is exactly spot on. They've so successfully made everyone cower in the corner for fear of being against homosexuals or racist or anti-Semitic, anything, this political correctness run amok. And you see the results of it by not standing up, by not fighting back. We're getting more of it. And it really amazes me how well everyone accepts this, you know, and we see the decline of our, you know, just like when I opened up the show, I said, NBC News said they're putting Narcol in the schools so that they can save the lives of heroin overdosed teenagers at school. What does that say about our society?
It's totally gone. Totally gone. And just along the same thing in the schools, where I heard somebody the other day on talking with Jim Fetzer about how, you know, they're teaching the kids in school how to have sex. And it's like, yeah, that's been going on for the longest time. And can I hold on over the break, sir?
Yeah, I'll hold you over the break. Hang on, we'll be back in a moment.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. Just got about 3 or 4 minutes left. Michael, they are yours. We're not going to take any more phone calls. So you were talking about the disgraceful shape the public school system's in. Go ahead.
Well, following up on your comments, another example is, yeah, how they're teaching kids to have sex in school. But I'm like, that's been going on for decades now. Now what they're teaching kids in young ages, like elementary school, is that one out of 10 of you are homosexual, but you don't know it yet. This is what they're doing to the kids now, way past just, you know, sex education, where we got to teach kids about sex so they don't have sex. It's like, oh, yeah, sure, okay, that makes a lot of sense. We tolerated that a long time ago, and look where it got us now. Now it's, you're homos, but you don't know it yet. And so it's the end of, you know, civilization when you let it get this far. And, you know, regarding homosexuality, people say, well, geez, Mike, I can't believe you're so, you know. It's like, hey, where does it exist in nature? I mean, if it's really normal, show me where it exists in nature, and I'll say, you're right, it's normal, but it doesn't exist in nature. And a few years ago, running that by Mike Rivero, when he said, oh, that's not true, and this is, you know, a sidetrack from our real issues, I said, no, this is the problem, a central problem to all our, central issue to all our problems is they're all homos running our country and the world now. They're all homos. And so he's saying that, no, it's normal, it's in nature. He couldn't give me an example. Then he said, there's a fish. And if there's too many males, it goes female. If there's too many females, it goes male. And I didn't get a chance to respond. That's not homosexuality. That's androgyny, a totally separate thing. Homosexuality doesn't exist in nature, and that's why the God in nature will not tolerate that, like Sodom and Gomorrah a long time ago is a clear example of that one. And that's what we're begging for. The enemy that wants to destroy us knows all this perfectly well. Corruption is disease. Disease is death if you don't correct that disease, if you don't put it in check and heal it. And so this is where we are, and that's why I appreciate all your efforts, sir, and everybody listening and calling in. We're all on the same page, all in all, and we're all doing our best to try to make people understand you can't tolerate any form of corruption because it brings about death if you allow it to go on.
That is true. That is true. Well, hey, Michael, thank you so much for your phone call. I got just a couple minutes left, and I'm going to give out that Bone Hill address again. So thank you so much. We're almost out of time. Great calls. Enjoyed everyone that that took part today. You know, it puts me in mind that I saw they had some kind of gay prance out in California, and I was looking at the pictures of the children. And, I mean, I say children. These were teenagers and young adults, college. And look at what has happened in just really just a generation. I mean, the guys were all dressed in silver, and the women was wearing shirts that said slut. I mean, my God. Let me give out this address if you would like to mail Joshua Bonehill, A5933DM, HMP, Guys Marsh, Shaftesbury, Shaftesbury, Dorset, Dorset, SP7OAH, England. I know that's a mouthful, but he would certainly appreciate a phone call. And it's as fair and saying, when they come for your gold, give them the lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.